This is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. The Oklahoma Supreme Court is approving the state's request for a stay on the reinstatement of federal pandemic employment benefits. The stay comes after an Oklahoma County District Court judge issued an order to the state on August 6th to reinstate the $300 per week pandemic unemployment payments. The CARES Act benefits were scheduled to expire on September 6th, but Governor Kevin Stitt announced in May the state would be pulling out of the program 3 months early. Infection and hospitalization rates from COVID-19 have been on the rise, and it is of great concern in academic settings. Universities in Oklahoma and Texas are doing what they can to mitigate the spread of the virus as classes start back up, in spite of legislation in both states against mask mandates and without emergency declarations. Here at Cameron University, Vice President of Enrollment Management and Student Success, Jarrett Phillips, says campus leadership is strongly urging safety precautions as students once again fill up the halls. So the school year has started. We've got students back on campus, and everyone is wondering, with the rising COVID numbers, will there possibly be measures taken such as a mask mandate or going all virtual again like we did last year?
Of course. First, we're very excited for the students to be back. They are looking for a sense of normality, and being back on campus helps quite a bit for us. We'd like to see their smiles versus, you know, hear those over the phone. The big question for us has been, what are we going to do in terms of COVID? The Delta variant is rolling out of Missouri, following I-44 corridor down through southwest Oklahoma. So we know within about a week or so, we'll probably be smack dab in the middle of everything. So college universities, public institutions in terms of high schools, things like that, are all looking at what they're going to do. We have some challenges this year that were different than last year. So last year we did have a mask mandate. This year, due to some legislation and acts that were approved at the legislature, we are forbidden for requiring masks. We are forbidden for requiring the vaccine, and we're forbidden for requiring testing. So by law, we are not going to be able to put in some of the countermeasures that we did last year. So the approach that we've been taking is to highly encourage these activities because we know they do benefit the general population.
Are there any incentives on campus for following measures to prevent COVID? Mm-hmm.
Some of the other larger universities have done incentives. We elected not to. We have had a pretty good response whenever we ask our campus community, whether it be the students, faculty, or staff, whenever we talk about an initiative or something that we want to pursue. They typically understand, because of our transparency and what we're trying to accomplish, they typically buy in. So we didn't feel the need to incentivize it. Those are things we've had conversations about, but we've not developed anything that will roll out anytime soon.
Okay, and I understand our campus has a COVID hotline. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So whenever COVID hit us in March of 2020, probably about a week or so, 2 weeks after that, we scaled up a COVID hotline. And that was designed for students to be able to have a one-stop shop to be able to call to say, what do I need to do as a student? How do I protect myself? Or to the latter, I'm sick and what do I do? And so we still have the COVID hotline. We've stood up a web form on our website. So whenever you go to the COVID page at www.cameron.edu, you can actually do the form there and it comes straight in. So that helps us know, well, we ask all the questions we need to ask there. It saves time and energy for the student. We also have a telephone number set up as well as the email that's available on campus. One thing that we do share is, even though it's the COVID hotline, it's primarily for students. So whenever a form comes in or we have a contact that's submitted, if it's in relation to an employee, we submit that over to human resources so that they can work with the employee in terms of whatever they need to do in turn for protective measures.
Are some of the classes available on an online platform in case some students do need to stay home?
Well, what we did last year is whenever COVID hit us, we were able to scale to 100% remote delivery within 72 hours. So we always have that as a contingency plan for any emergency on campus. So a lot of our business continuity on the academic affairs side, they are set up to be able to do that. This year, in looking at the numbers and looking at kind of the projection of what the Delta variant will look like and what COVID might have an impact on Lawton area community, we are planning that if we need to, we can scale to remote delivery pretty quickly, but we plan to scale backwards. So we do not anticipate needing to scale the full semester. So if things get worse, case numbers do go up on campus, we'll make a campus decision about remote work, and we'll look at the shift to a Zoom class or remote virtual class. But the intent is not to stay long-term. So one of the intervention strategies we have is working with area community health departments. Comanche County Health Department has set up vaccination clinics on Cameron's campus. We feel it's a lot more advantageous to our campus community to be able to take a few hours of class or work, walk across campus, receive the vaccine, and go back versus trying to find a location across the town. So we do have our second of this month over in the McCaslin Ballroom in the MCC. In the Buddy Green Room. It's free and open to the public. Comanche County Health Department is the one putting it on, so we're basically a host. And then we have two dates in September that they're going to come back to do secondary shots or first shots if they need to. And so we only scheduled those 2 months at the point in time, but we work with Brenda Combs on a regular basis to be able to say, okay, we'd like to have you come on campus. Not only do we want to provide this opportunity for our campus stakeholders, but we, as a member of the community, we welcome anybody to come to campus to take advantage of the vaccines.
KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News.